Hello friends, I'm your host, Chris Thrall. I'm a former Royal Marines Commando. I've adventured, for better and sometimes worse, across 80 countries on all 7 continents. Welcome to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast.
Boom. So, the big club are pushing NATO up against the big bear. Stuff is allegedly landing in Poland. And, oh yeah, some idiot in America is calling for Armageddon. Let's get into it, friends. Boom. Kenny, hello, mate.
All right, buddy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear any audio then on my feed, so I hope people can hear us at home. In fact, I'm just going to do a sound test with our old favourite, George Carlin.
There's a reason. There's a reason for this. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Love him.
So, friends at home, welcome to another episode of the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. I'm delighted to be joined by fellow veteran what are we called if we've been in the Northern Ireland conflict, Kenny? Conflicters?
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
A bit
stag
yeah.
on. Stag on fellowship. I don't know.
Yes. the Sanger clan. The Sanger Association.
Yes.
Yes. So, but we're all for peace now, mate, aren't we? And we think the military's been a little bit subverted in, the last 400 years, isn't it?
A little bit's an exaggeration. A little bit. They're masters at it.
Yes, they are. But what we're going to look at tonight, friends, is this Iran thing, the Poland thing. We've got this, is it Lindsey Graham or Graham? Lindsey Graham, isn't it? Senator. I think Bush was bigging this guy up. Trump, rather, President Trump. And, either this guy is an idiot or he's just being pushed by big club, because to come out in this day and age and call for any country to be wiped off the map is not only utterly crass and juvenile, it's like the sort of like Action Man level conversation, isn't it? You know, but it shows a distinct lack of understanding of how the world really works and how the club control everything, including Russia, including Iran, including the West. Although, they just do. So anyway, Kenny, thank you for joining me. Which one do you want to take first?
It's beautiful how they do it. Yeah, it's beautiful how they do it, Chris. The propaganda. You know, they start talking about things like this. What's it doing? It's getting people talking about it. Yeah, it's getting attention on it, you know? But that Lindsey Graham, he's a piece of work, isn't he? He's the guy that sat down with Zelensky and said, all these weapons are killing Russians. And he goes, starts smiling as if it's great, you know, to kill. Words can't explain it. It's cold. Cold is what he is. Cold.
They haven't been close up to it though, Kenny, haven't they? They haven't experienced losing one of their brothers in a futile, you know, I'm not saying that emotions don't run high in conflict and everyone's got a dog in the fight. That's why there's a conflict. But, you know, when you look back and all these conflicts eventually resolve themselves, usually because the big club can't spin them out any longer and make any more money off the death of young service personnel, but they all come to an end and then everyone conveniently forgets that, number one tourist destination for Americans now, Vietnam. Okay, I've probably exaggerated that a bit, but what I mean is the most tourists you get in Vietnam are from America.
The irony.
Yes. Kenny, over to you. I'm gonna see if I can get some Vietnam photos up. Yes.
So the Polish thing is, it's happened before. People are you can't take your eye off the ball. There's so much going on in the world at the minute, but with the Ukraine situation, that then basically NATO turning around saying, well, if Russia strikes one of our neighbours, we're going to invoke Article 5. Well, they're panicking now because there is
Sorry, mate. Can you explain to people what Article 5 is?
Article 5 is if, under NATO agreements that is if one nation gets attacked by a foreign force, they step in to help them. So they've been doing their part over the past year and a bit. They've been, you know, Germany will give them a little bit of this, you know, Norway a little bit of this, you know, Italy. So they'll give them a bit of this, bit of this, bit of this, and they'll keep it going, keep it going. Whilst they're doing exercises, whilst they're closing the border on Finland and digging trenches in, so the chess pieces are getting moved all over the place at the minute. So there's a conflict here and everything's getting moved into place and exercises, move him, move that fleet there, move your missiles there. Everything's perfect. Trenches are dug now on the borders. Bunkers are all set up, and we're just waiting for that moment, that flash moment. There's something to happen. I believe it'll happen in the Black Sea, but, you know, the thing with Poland, Chris, is a missile's already gone over the border there, stray one, I should say. The reason why they're targeting that is because that's where the weapons are coming from. And they said from the start, you know, you support the NATO, that is, you start funneling weapons through to the Ukraine, and we're gonna smash you. And where are they coming from? Poland. They're coming over the land route there. The reason why they shut the grain route down on the ports is because they were smuggling in arms on the containers. They know that, and they were smashing them. So now they've got to escort them in. Well, they're not escorting food, Chris. They're escorting weapons. You know they are, because they're getting ready for the push.
Well, there's stuff I'm sort of not at liberty to say that I know through my contacts that has been smuggled through Poland, let's say. And can I also say, I think people aren't stupid. I think you can hazard a guess at which military's been smuggling them in there.
Not to mention the amount of weapons that are on the black market now in Europe, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean,
it figures to think that, mate. I mean, you've got anti-aircraft missiles just mooching around Europe. I mean, if it does kick off and there's all these splinter groups and that, you wouldn't get an aircraft, would you?
Made it very clear that when it comes to Russia or support
anywhere, because all these weapons are just randomly in hands of nutters.
Yes, of course. Well, we know, careful what we say here, because I'm not sure what we can get away with, but when you pour in billions of dollars worth of ordnance into, sorry to say it, Ukraine, but one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, that literally is big club, big mafia territory. Do you think that the ordinance and the billions of dollars you send alongside it, where do we think that goes, Kenny?
Sex trafficking.
You know, are they going to build schools for the orphans? I wonder.
Vanguard and BlackRock will just buy it. Well, they're going to come in and get. They want pay for this. They're not going to do it for nothing. All that billions, they want a bit of ka-ching back. Like, so, you know, Zelensky's sold his country out to them. He's basically given a blank check to come in and arm them. But they want that back. And how are they going to get it back? They're just going to take over the country. We know it's a big club. We know they're all in on it, but. It's a weird one how you look at it and you think, right, so they're going to come in. How's Russia going to react to that? It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. They're not going to give Ukraine to them, and it's not going to. That's their buffer zone. They don't want them anywhere near there. So
all of this is just. It's this, Kenny, if you ask me, it's just been about that border, creating the 1984 scenario of three superpowers constantly in conflict with each other in 1984. Yeah. What was it? It was Oceania, Eurasia, and East Asia. Putin's playing his role. We got to remember, this is a guy who's a megalomaniac, if that's the right word. He's going to do anything to stay in power. And when the big club tell him, look, wait, we need a big bad bear, please, up on the border with Ukraine, you are finished, Mr. Putin, Premier Putin. He's going to go, and he'll make it look like he's doing the best for his country. And it will seem like, he's doing it all for. No, he's doing it because big club have told him to. And he knows. He knows who's in his cabinet. He knows the big club members that are frequenting. In the same way we saw it with George Bush during that little, scam-a-lam back along his company.
Yeah,
his cabinet had been completely infiltrated by what they like to call it neocons, but you just change that for big club members. And yeah, he's playing that off at the same time as
Graham is doing the same thing. Yeah. Wasn't the general, the US general said Russians should go to sleep at night thinking their throats are going to get cut. Who the hell says that? It's like, did he just say that? What the hell's that all about? You know, it's like they're threatening another nation that they, you know, we're going to come slit all your throats.
The only people that,
how bad they are, mate.
Yeah, be careful what we say. Not because it's like over the top or anything. It's just all of my videos, Kenny, have been demonetized recently, right? This is why I say, friends, please subscribe and support the channel if you would, please, and chuck the video a like. And if you can support us on Patreon, locals is all our uncensored content and uncensored live chats, folks, where I talk about the true nature of things like health, not what we've been led to believe and all this kind of stuff, or just become a YouTube member. Because what will happen, Kenny, is that the software will pick up on what you just said, that reference.
Oh, right.
The video then gets yellow flagged. Mm. Then I have to remember, did we say anything in that hour we were chatting that could get the channel taken down? For example, about the, you know, the Scovey Dovey or the, you know, when things fall out of the New York skyline, all the stuff you're not allowed to. And then if I'm like, yeah, I don't think we did. Okay, then I can appeal it, right? Then you've got to stand the worry of when they physically look at your video, then they get a YouTube person, sits down, watches. I think the software, to be honest, takes them to the spot that got flagged and they just look at that. But and what happens, Kenny, is one of my last videos is coming up for like 60,000 views. They demonetized it until 57,000. So I get paid on the 6,000, which is like, you know, £6, something like that. The sorry, folks, I didn't mean to talk YouTube stuff, but I think we all can learn by this. But Ken, do you think the only people that support war are people that haven't been to one, and people that are
politicians? But well, when you look back at Ben's speech, you know, Ben Griffin's the Queen of Country. When you listen to him. Bang on. If you listen to the likes of Glenn, Joe Glenn, listen to Joe's video, they'll nail it. They tell you. They don't fight. They never have, never will actually fight a war. Yeah? It's your youngins. Your kids will go and fight this nonsense. To be honest, as a former soldier, I can see where they're coming from, right? They joined up. They think, oh, it's a good career. Not very well paid these days, mind, is it? You know, 16 grand for a book sheet. Maybe 38 grand as a sergeant. That's not a lot of money, is it? Do you know what I mean? For what you do and what you have to do. Hats off to anyone that's done the 22 and what have you. Oh, it was close enough, but, you know, back in our day, it was Ireland, it was Bosnia, Kosovo, that sort of era. Now it's just the lie after lie after 2001 has been horrendous, and the casualties. What they don't understand now is we are on a knife edge, and people are going about milling about in the life now, and they haven't got a clue what's going to go down. And when it does go down, these poor guys that are all in Europe doing these exercises, they're getting thrown in the meat grinder, and it's going to be bad, real bad. I mean, they've come across nothing like this. And even the NATO chief said that we are not prepared for this kind of warfare. You're going to go back to the Soviet era when we were trained in trench war, in underground warfare, under the tunnel system, you know, house to house clearing. You know, they're not trained in that. They've got no experience in that. They're just Afghanistan, Iraq, fighting, you know, fair enough, guys with sandals. They're up against a formidable force now. And if that gets the alliance with China, they're up against an even bigger force, you know. So it's going to be bloody. And is this what the globalists want? They want chaos. They want it. But here's the thing. It doesn't just start like that, does it? They've got to have the hybrid warfare. So that's why the pipeline went down with the Nord Stream, knock the supplies out, start infiltrating the country from inside, you know, get the immigration in, get the, you know, let them destroy themselves from the inside and then cut the grid on an EMP. And then watch them just destroy themselves and then attack, you know. So there's a lot going on in the world at the minute. And it's too much to take in, but, you know, anything could happen on this. Anything could happen day to day now. It's that bad globally. Anything could spark this, and it'll be rapid.
But, yeah, can I just chip in with some random thoughts? So I've been in Russia. Bloody cold. Coldest place I've ever been.
Colder than the Baltic.
Colder in St. Petersburg, mate, in winter.
Yeah.
Than in the north of in the Norwegian Arctic and Antarctica put together. Give me Antarctica over Russia. Bloody hell, bitterly cold, mate. The infrastructure there is, back when I was there, it was in the 90s, was so antiquated that if you stayed in a backpacker, it really was like some horrible dorm from hell. But here's the thing. We ain't got no beef with Russian people, Kenny, have we? You know, what would we do if they was here now? We'd get the vodka out, we'd get the tomato juice, and we'd be knocking up Bloody Mary. Well, don't tend to do that sort of thing these days, but you know what I'm saying. You know, we'd be welcoming them. They'd be welcoming us with open arms. We forget all the veneer that the mainstream evil media put on it, lulls us into this trap of thinking that there's a whole country there that's against us, when the reality is there's a big club that control a few puppets that they put on the telly to argue with each other and, you know, have a slanging match. And we then perceive that these countries are against each other, whereas it's a complete myth. And imagine...
Yeah, humanity versus insanity. Have you read you know about hermetic studies?
Yes.
Yeah. And oh my God, I was reading that today. What you think and manifest into reality, this is an illusion. You know, you are to think of something and manifest it, and it will happen.
Weird.
But they're see with the media and everything's manipulating your perception of life. They are pounding you with their reality, their thinking, you know, and you're not thinking for yourself and manifesting your reality. And yeah, I found that all fascinating. But yeah, you can look into Mockingbird and all that. But yeah, I find the hermetic style really interesting. And all the scholars and philosophers all go back to that.
Yes, and here's how it works then. So Hermes Trismegistus was this ancient, you know, sage, scholar, whatever, enlightenist. He's actually, they call him Trismegistus, as in three times, like, great, because he's an amalgamation of three of the Greek gods, I believe. There's a lot of, you'll hear doubt cast. He allegedly wrote the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, if I've got this correct, but there's been doubt that manuscript is 30,000 years old now. Regardless, it's all about this energy, vibration, and three frequency thing. So technically, if life in this entire existence, which is one system, it's not, you know, God sits here and then there's a universe over here. It's one system. And that if you want to have influence over that system, well, obviously it's a quantum energy field. So you do so through energy, frequency, and vibration. Therefore, literally, whoa, 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 what I'm doing now is I'm putting out a vibration into the quantum energy field. And a bit like that, you know, if a butterfly flaps its wings in Morocco, you know, that butterfly effect, I'm putting out energy, but because I'm forming words, I'm actually creating. I'm a creator.
Really?
You know, we are, you know, this is why this kind of ties in a bit with us being a manifestation of God, not because we're great or we're egomaniac, nothing to do with that, because there is only the all, there is only the one system. So we are almost like a microcosm of the whole goddamn shebang. And because I'm creating with my mouth now, and I'm doing it on a positive level, so I'm talking peace, love, kindness, empathy. I'm a veteran who won't condone war, unless, you know, the obvious extreme example. But what happens is I'm putting out at this frequency. So what will happen in my life will literally be tomorrow, I will start receiving messages saying, Chris, I really appreciated what you said last night, brother. I'm glad you know, there's another awake veteran, or Chris, I've never served, but, you know, I totally get what you're saying. And what does that do, Kenny? That puts my life up. I'm not waking up in depression or unhappiness. I'm waking up feeling like this is great. I'm meeting beautiful people, and I know this is the way. I know love is the way, Kenny. I just do. Not least of which, when you pop a pinger and that shuts off part of your neocortex or part of your brain, that's what ecstasy does. It only allows you to feel empathy. And when you're in that soul empathic state induced by that, I don't want to keep saying the D word, but that chemical, that is what it's like to experience pure love, because you cannot physically harbor a harsh thought about anybody or any, even your worst enemy, if you hated your whole life, that piggy neighbor that chucks stuff over your fence and you want to, you know, you've actually fantasized about taking a hit out on the person, you know, and we've all done that, right? What happens in that blissful state is you just realize, oh my God, I was going to be completely one-sided. This poor person, I bet they're battling childhood trauma. They've never known how to deal with it. Bet they had horrible things done to them as a child, and that's why they've grown up. And I haven't seen any of that. I've just seen it from my 3D, you know, material perspective, yeah, that I'm an ego and you've upset me. And
isn't it weird, Chris, how we've spoken about this before, how if I'm angry, I'm putting out a frequency, you're picking up on it, and you're going to get angry. Your ratio levels and your adrenaline's going to get going because I'm producing that energy and you're picking up on it. You just got to smack it. I mean, you got to put shield up and just go, you know what? I ain't going to rise to that. I'm going to be mellow. And I'm just going to look at things now and I'm just going to go, uh-huh. See that channel I was watching there? Yeah, there's some good points, but look at him. He's gobbing off. He's shouting and bawling. Look at this. No solutions. Goodbye. I don't need to hear that. And that's what people should do. All these YouTube channels that you see, turn them off. Because all it's doing is getting you down. And, oh, God, he's saying this, he's saying that. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, my, isn't it? It's terrible. It's fear porn, big time.
What happens, Kenny, in life, you know, as a species that have lived in a forest for God knows how many years, our brain chemicals are very much in balance. And you produce dopamine for a reason. It's to get you engaged with the task in hand. So it might be, you know, collecting hazelnuts or whatever, da 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 da. And it's because you've got to get on and you know, you've got to get on and do it. And in our natural state, we wouldn't have had depression because we would have lived very much more in presence. Like now, I've got to go out and get some mushrooms, or me and my family are going to starve, right? Then you ate this very pure diet, something akin to the paleo kind of thing, you know. Probably people don't like hearing this, but probably more like grubs and stuff for protein, because you can just go out your cave, lift up that rock, and there they are. It's that simple. And do you know what? They're bloody delicious. I've eaten loads in China and Mozambique. And very simple. And of course, that natural diet, which is non-acidic, it's in, you know, it's a pH balanced diet. So your body's not producing acid. So you literally buzz as a crystal, picking up the eternal energy as life is supposed to be. It's a life of enlightenment that you're born into. You're born into, rather than us, we're brainwashed out of it by the education system from birth, right? And what happens is, in that natural, I don't know if homeostasis is the right word, like equilibrium, balance, your brain produces the right chemicals. What we've got now is boredom. You've got people doing a 9-to-5 that, okay, you know, I'm not talking about everyone here. I hope everyone has a great job, but my experience was really boring. I just didn't want to be there, Kenny. You know,
There
was some I suffered through the day, went outside for a ciggy, another cup of tea, you know, and looking forward to Friday when we all went down the pub. But, and what happens is to come home and it's once you start scrolling for the videos, what happens is you hit on one and it says, right, oh my God, You don't believe what the cabal are doing to us today. And what does it do? It triggers off your dopamine.
Yeah, it triggers off your dopamine.
Yeah. So you're not collecting hazelnuts or mushrooms or, you know, running after a rabbit or what. No, you're getting triggered for the wrong reason. And then what happens is you take that video away or you take someone's phone away. They get depressed, Kenny. You fall into a, but there's
children taking their phones away from them when they've had this bloody thing stuck in their face and so had a dummy. And they take it away, and they remember that back years ago they were calling it an iPad-y, because they're just attached to this, and as soon as they took it off, they start going ballistic. Yes, people, there are studies done on Facebook and all that where they get a hit. How many likes have I got? You know, they've got to get that daily hit. You know, it's really addictive. That's what it is.
Kenny, I've noticed it myself. You know, I've been doing some. I'm trying to get back into DIY because I just am. I like making the place nice, but I can tell you, some days I find it hard to get off to a start with it. You know, and it's because it doesn't give me that natural dopamine hit that doing something for your community or your family should do, because this thing here. Or this bloody thing gives you such a bloody great whack of dopamine, literally, like, you know, this is why people keep going to check their phone, keep going to check. Yeah. It's a DRUG. It's literally what it is. So
I've said this before, Chris, haven't I? I couldn't give a flying monkey about this technology. I couldn't. Throw it in the bin. I don't give a toss. Mm. I'd rather go in my shed, get a piece of wood and make some art. You know, do something. That's why I kept saying that about 6-7 months ago, didn't I? Get out and bloody do something. Learn a new skill. Be skillful. Be creative. You know, start getting out of this crap, you know, because let's be honest. When the shit goes down, I mean, you've got to go back to basics. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do?
And it really plays in. We've got All Seeing Atom here saying the trick is not to seek validation. So this is checking your phone for likes and dirt. The problem is we're socially programmed to seek acceptance, aren't we? Because we're a tribal animal, and you want to be the best at chucking a spear, or you want to be the best at gathering the mushrooms, you want to be the best at, you know, making a fire or finding a place to sleep. It's evolutionary. It's in your advantage to be want to be accepted by your tribe and do well. Social media really plays into that badly, doesn't it? Because you've got a load of randoms who ain't in your tribe, who don't give a damn about you, who are probably knobheads if you meet them. Sorry, folks, I'm just using that to be silly. But, you know, probably a bit wayward people or battling. You know, half the crap you see on social media forums and the like is unresolved childhood trauma, Kenny, and misunderstood egos. People don't get that when your ego starts writing checks for you, that's the point when you go, hang on, let's just hold back with that check for a minute. Let's calm down a bit. Let's leave that email I won't reply to it until tomorrow because I'm a bit cross now. And in the morning you wake up and you think, oh my God, I was going to be such an idiot. Yes.
You got to harness it. Yeah. Get on the right path. I know what you're saying, but you know, look how easy it is to get into that rut, you know. People watching EastEnders and Corrie and all that. What are they these days? All it is shout, shout, shout. Someone's bloody shagging someone else. The kids are screaming. It's all chaos. Is it to make your life look better? But you're watching a television program, yeah, where it's nothing but negativity, nothing but shout, scream. Look at me. Oh, it's terrible.
What would you?
I don't watch anymore. I can't watch it. I can't watch TV anymore because it annoys me to that point where I turn that off, please. I don't want it. It's just nothing but crap, you know? I want my peace. I want to do stuff, you know?
What would you say, I'll go first, but what would you say the most memorable part of our childhoods were? And I can tell you off the bat, two things. The BMX era, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Loved being on my bike with my mates. I could have not bothered with sleep, Kenny. You know,
all day.
We ended up lying 22 people down side by side, and we'd bunny hop over them. It was insane, you know. And the other thing is going camping as young teen as
scouts,
you know. Well, no, not even that. When you went for your first time with your mates from school and you all took beers and you set fire to each other and you got off with, you know, you all got off with it. I mean, that was just.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but at what cost to sit in on Xbox and miss out on all that stuff? I'm not judging here, Kenny. I don't know. Someone might say, nah, actually, Chris, you know, I love Xbox. And that's why we're all on different journeys. But I love that picture of the kid in the 80s with a bike helmet on, and he's got this smashed up eye and his bloody smashed up nose. And it says, I was a kid of the 80s. Let's go. And he's got his thumb up like that. It's just so beautiful. Yeah. It sums up everything. We went out when the sun came up. We came home when the sun went down. You know,
a jam put in a bottle of lemonade.
Kenny, even the pedos were good back then, you know.
Yeah, they stuffed on the toilets.
You can't beat the 80s molesters. You know, they were a good old lot, mate. A good old lot.
They're over there, and you knew where they were. Yeah, and all the adverts and everything. Yeah, we all knew that. We were a lot wiser back then. Actually, we were a lot more free. I would say free is the word you're looking for.
Did you BMX, mate?
Building things, building like tree houses and swings. You know what I mean? The biggest swing you could get over a river, an old pylon. Brilliant. You can't beat it with a big stick through it. So you're selling it. Yahoo! Straight off. Brilliant times.
But, mate, we've got... Oh, God, I've got to get all these in. So I'm riding now. I've got my dream BMX, which is a Harrow Freestyler. I'll get a picture up in a minute. And that was because when I got to Adder, I had a crap one as a kid. I had a random one. We used to go into Halfords in the city and shoplift all the like the Gucci bike parts and swap it over with our bike. Oh,
you know what I used to do? You know what we used to do? We used to have spanners on us, and whenever we seen a bike, we'd be like taking bits off it. We'd have rat bikes.
There you go.
Oh, we were bookers.
Yes.
At least we didn't leave them without anything. We swapped it.
I wouldn't swap that for the world, though, mate. I'm a member of a Facebook group called We BMX'd in the 80s. And when I had Andy Ruffle on my show, that was just, you know, our mates with Andy Ruffle. That's like a dream come true for me, Kenny. You know, our hero growing up is Andy Ruffle. He can ruffle up over a park bench. Yeah,
it was a Diamondback, BMX Diamondbacks were nice. They were good. Chrome. All real chrome. It was lovely. Lovely light bike, that. Yeah. Zed rims used to buckle. Where have they gone? Where have them wheels that used to buckle?
Hang on a sec. Dean is enlightening us. Dean Dunbar, good days. He had a mag-wheeled mongoose. Dean, I had mag wheels on my... I can't remember the name. It began with A, but it wasn't a good... It didn't stop me doing 166 back hops, 29 front hops, and I could 360 going along on the flat. I could just hop up into the air, spin a 360, and I loved it, Kenny. If I'd have had a good bike, and if I'd had parents that were like, right, I'm taking you down a BMX track, I can see you like this, my life would have panned out differently, Kenny, you know?
Yeah.
I would now be, you know, probably living the dream in Hollywood. But as it happens, now then, as it happens, I run a show for fixing things for children. Now then.
It was Zed rims. I'm sure of it.
Right.
And I'm looking. So why don't they do that on mountain bikes now? Zed rims, but
there were Skyways, right? I've got two sets of Skyways. I've got one on my bike and got one hanging up in my bike shed. There were mag wheels.
Yes.
But there were those something mags, weren't they? I can't remember. I think mags was the generic term for that kind of wheels. Yes. So let's just get back to Iran. We've got this guy here, this Lindsey Graham, is it?
Oh, the chicken hawk. Yeah.
Senator, He's on the Armed Services Committee. Let me just play this, can he?
He's a patriot, but he's not doing a good job protecting the soldiers. I asked him a couple of months ago, Joey, what you were talking about. Is there a red line? Would you tell our enemies publicly that if you kill an American, we're coming after you? Without Iran, there are no Houthis. The Houthis are completely backed by Iran. I've been saying for 6 months now, hit Iran. They have oil fields out in the open. They have the Revolutionary Guard headquarters you can see from space. Blow it off the map.
He's saying blow Iran off the map. I've just realized I've got us demonetized, Kenny. He said the, you know, the ooty-tooty word about three times in a row then, and any mention of any groups gets you demonetized.
Is he on the YouTube, is he? Is he on YouTube? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, mate, that will be on YouTube. And there's
a senator, isn't he? Well, he's supposed to be important, is he, heck? He's a chicken hawk. He's like I was saying before, he's like the late John Kerry. Bob, 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 Moran. Yeah, that one, where he said that. And he did say that, YouTube, because you can go back and have a look at it. He was instrumental in the 2014 maiden coup. Him. He's just the same as Lindsey Graham. They're just different players playing their part. And when you know what the agenda is, like you did a couple of weeks back, Chris, Project for a New American Century.
Yeah.
When you read that and you know it, God, him just saying that now is nothing new. You know, they're just playing it, playing the script when you read that. It's just, here he is. Oh, exactly.
It's a combination. It's a combination of big club protagonists that are in there stirring the shit for their new world order. Muppets like him, who I just think they're a bit thick. And people who've not been in...
They'll be in the Bohemian Grove and, you know, they probably went to Yale and the Skull and Bones Club and all that.
Yes. Kenny, listen, I've absolutely thoroughly enjoyed this chat, mate. Let's go to locals so we can chat about those things that we can't hear. And really give our locals audience an inside perspective of what the military's really like and what it's all about.
Sorry about the words, the key words, you know what I mean? But that is what they said, mind. So
yeah, no, it's just we haven't gone over the boundaries, mate. It's like I say, they'll demonetize this video, then I've got to bloody appeal it.
We're not promoting fear or anything.
We're not. It's a different thing. So friends at home, we're going to go over to locals now. There, you can just see it there, the locals, christhrall.locals.com. We've got a great thing going over on locals, folks, and you've got to support independent broadcasters like me who are prepared to sort of stick my neck on the line a bit and tell the truth and risk losing my source of income. Because, as Kenny said, there's a lot of channels out there and they haven't got a clue, friends. They mean well. They generally mean well, but what they are, and I'll just show our diagram so we all understand this.
Hang on a second, Chris. All they're doing is repeating what they're seeing in this reality. They're just repeating what the mainstream are pushing them and saying, oh, look, immigration. Yeah. And that's the reaction I want, mister. Thank you. Everybody watch that guy. Do you know what I mean? They all get the reaction as well.
They're fourth dimension, Kenny. They're still running on the treadmill. You know, living in fear, thinking that trying to wake everyone up is the way forward. And because fourth dimension people are a slave to the ego. So when they go firing up in subscribers on YouTube, rather than stop and ask themselves, you know, what's my moral compass telling me here, which is what an enlightened person would do. They're like,
all you get there, Chris, is an echo chamber.
Yeah. What they're doing is they're going for the 30 pieces of silver and they're basically selling people down the river, whether they know that or not. This is why you've got some health channels out there. They've got millions. So long as you support the mainstream narrative, careful, we can't say anything more than that, but we will on locals in a sec. You know, so long as you push the bogeyman, oh my God, you get millions of subscribers, Kenny, you know?
I know.
Well, other people can live their life however they want, and I'm not trying to change them, and I'm not judging them, Kenny. In another lifetime, I would have been that person, but all I'm saying is they don't get it, mate. But some of us channels.
Like I said before, mate, it's like I said before, and I say to people, there are some good content providers, but once they start going down that track of, right, the government wishy-washy's this, that, and the other, we should be doing this, and well, look at this, look at that, turn it off. Straight away, turn it off. There's no solution. There's no way forward for this. This is, you would just go round and round and round, chasing your tail. Look at this, look at them. Don't worry, turn them off.
Well, you know?
We know who they are. Like you said, know thy enemy. We know who they are. We know what their agendas are. All we can do is simply look after yourself. And when the shit goes down, just non-compliance.
Yeah.
Totally non-compliance.
Non-compliance. And what I talked about on Locals this morning, it went down really well. I talked about why the warrior's journey, why the spiritual battle is essential to everyone's lives. And a lot of people, Kenny, they don't get it. They think, you know, no disrespect to anyone, but you're sort of, let's just say you're an angry man in the street who doesn't like what he sees on the landscape. He still thinks him and his mates, you know, they're kind of up for a bit of a scrap. You know,
they do 3 steps ahead of them. Well, and they walk into a trap.
It's exactly, there's a much better way, and it's called working inside you. And it doesn't mean like being a sissy or hugging a tree or ignoring what's going on. It's the complete opposite. Is you're only going to affect your outcome in life, your reality, once you understand energy, vibration, and frequency and how to manipulate it. And revolution doesn't work. I know it doesn't work because I've been in Cuba. I was telling the locals guys this morning, I met Che Guevara's, one of his lieutenants, nice chap, took me in for the day, told me his whole story, and he wouldn't even say the name Castro. He just would go like that, right? That's how scared they are. And basically, that revolution started along the lines of, you know, why wouldn't it? Batista was an American puppet, was selling the country out. All their sugar money was going north, a lot, you know, probably through United Fruit, who screwed over the whole of South America, Central and South America. And Che Guevara, under the lead of Castro, sailed across on a yacht, 29 people, hid out in a bush, in a forest, gradually built up a resistance of local Cubans who were literally putting their lives on the line because there's no going back once you've taken on, you know, Batista. And they overthrew and they marched into Havana. And I've seen photos of them smoking their cigars in the Havana Hotel in the plush foyer with all their shitty gear on because they've been living in the jungle for months, you know. And what happened? Well, what's going to happen when you get a low vibrational person in power? And by low vibration, matrix is fourth dimension and below. So people that are awake, that's fourth dimension, are still in the matrix. It's still a low vibrational form of energy. And I mean no disrespect, because you all have to go through this level to reach, you know, to reach warrior status. And what happens is what happened in Cuba is you get that self-righteous person that was angry, probably childhood trauma, angry at the Americans, angry at the da-da-da-da. Suddenly they find themselves in power, Kenny. And because they're not enlightened, where their moral compass dictates how they react, the devil gets in there, doesn't he? I'm using a euphemism here, but, you know, the dark energy gets in and it starts saying, hey, Mr. Castro, do you know what? Now you're president of Cuba, you can assign yourself your own salary. Do you know that? You don't have to live in poverty anymore. Oh, I can assign myself my own salary. Oh, I tell you what's the going rate? Oh, well, that American president, he's on, you know, $300,000 a year. Oh, that'll be a good start. And that's what happens, Kenny. You know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The only ante to that is when the power comes from within, isn't it? When
we all combine and we all work together, but there is no such thing as a prime minister or leader, this, the parties and all that. You get rid of it. You don't need it.
And they're all our leaders, mate. They're all low vibrational individuals. So they're corrupted by dark energy. They're easily tempted. They're all being blackmailed anyway because for their traumatic childhoods in which they were probably, you know, had things done to them in their boarding schools, can you say?
I don't understand when people come around canvassing these days, how they can actually go out and vote these days after everything has happened over the past, maybe just go back 30 years, right? Every party has had paedophilia through the bloody roof. Do you know what I mean? And they've been done for it. All these bloody councillors and politicians have been done for it.
Yeah, no, don't say that word anymore.
I'm not going to say it again. But you know what I mean? And it's like, and they knock on your door every 4 years or every time there's a local election and they go, oh, can I rely on your vote for, you know, these people? Why? Do you know, why? I say it all the time. Why? Why should I? I'll give up my what so they can tell me what to dirty, dirty people.
Yes. Right, Kenny, massive thank you to you. Let's go to locals and just let rip. Friends at home, could you please chuck us a like and subscribe? That would be really, really kind of you. And massive thank you to everyone who supported us, whether it's on locals, Patreon, or becoming a YouTube channel member. For as little as $1.99 a month, you can access a range of benefits. You can join our monthly Zoom meeting where we put the world to rights. You can be like Kenny and come to our recent bushcraft weekend, which was absolutely mental, wasn't it, Kenny?
Besides the weather, I don't care. It absolutely pissed down and we didn't give a shit.
No, we put up a tarpaulin and we had a big banyan underneath it and it was brilliant. Yeah. All awake people, you know, I say awake people stepping into enlightenment and it was bloody great. And it's $1.99 a month, folks. It's half the price of a cup of coffee, you know? If someone come round and said they was going to, like, make your life doubly better, no one would think twice about giving them their life savings or something. But all I ask is $1.99. And if you don't think, folks, that I you know, can create a better world for us all, then you're going to stop paying me, aren't you? But it would be good to get some support because we want to get this message out there, folks. You know, we want to get this message out. We need more veterans that take a stance against this massive corruption, this illegal conflicts that just support Big Club. You need people that see
angry.
Through.
Yeah, they don't get angry, knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. Right.
Step out of it, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, Kenny, let's go to locals. Friends at home, big thank you to Kenny. Big thank you to you. Massive thank you to everybody, everybody in the chat, like our wonderful Susie, who's got the Viking ship next to her name because she's a channel member. Much, much love to you, Susie. See you on local, Susie. Much love to everyone else. We've got this. See you. Boom.
Friends, thank you for listening to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Please like, subscribe and share. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Username, Chris Thrall. Instagram, Chris.Thrall. Thank you.